This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been nearly 2 months since Afghans went to the polls for their presidential election. The outcome has still not been decided. Initial results give President Hamid Karzai a slim majority, but it's widely agreed that the elections were tarnished by fraud, and a recount is now underway. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Kabul, and she joins us now. Jackie, what can you tell us about why this process seems to be taking so long?
Well, there are several reasons. First of all, it took the Elections Complaints Commission, which is looking into this fraud, a while to figure out just what to do about it. There were thousands of ballot boxes that appeared to be problematic. And initially and ideally, the commission was going to look into each and every case. But it decided that it would take way too long and it would cost too much money. So they came up with another solution, which involved doing a sampling of ballots. It's a particular method, like an audit, where they'd sample 10% of the tainted votes, and it'd give them an idea of whether Karzai really was the winner or whether there would need to be a runoff election. And I spoke with the commission today, and they said they're hoping those results will be in by this weekend. But, you know, their target dates have been delayed before. And, in fact, we thought we'd hear the results last weekend, and that just didn't happen.
Well, yesterday we heard that one of the five members of that complaints commission announced that he was quitting. He said there was too much foreign interference. What was he referring to? And well, with his decision, should we expect that this will slow down the process even more?
Well, he was referring to the three Western members of the panel. The panel was made up of five people. There were two Afghan men and three Westerners. And so he said, yes, there was too much foreign interference and they were making their own decisions. It doesn't seem to have had an effect of slowing down the sampling process. What it's done, though, is insert this question of foreign involvement. And as this is a conspiratorially minded society, there's always the suggestion that Westerners, and particularly the U.S., are trying to pull the strings here. But the man who quit, Mustafa Barakzai, is a supporter of Karzai. And so there's a theory that he quit because perhaps the count was looking more likely that there would be a runoff. In other words, that Karzai may not get the majority that he needed to avoid a runoff, and that Barakzai's charge of foreign interference could be used by the Karzai government further on to protest the result.
Jackie, wouldn't a runoff election present a whole new set of problems?
It would, and not just for the incumbent president Karzai, but for many others as well. A runoff election, if needed, is supposed to be done within 2 weeks of the results given by the Election Commission. And many people I spoke with here say it would be more like 3 weeks, and that's even optimistic. They need to get material out to the provinces. There's already snow in many areas of the countries in the remote parts. You know, there's this ongoing security problem here, and the Taliban and other militants have already made some inroads into many parts of the countries. There's also a fatigue factor. You know, you talk to Afghans and they just want this thing wrapped up. Many of them took a risk going to vote in the first place. And the outcome, whatever it is, will not likely be seen as honest. It's just taken too long. And there was a sense of fait accompli that Karzai was going to get anyway, in any way. And certainly if they can't get a runoff election done in time, it'll have to wait until the spring. And in the meantime, you'll have a political vacuum here. And that's just not the optimum situation anyway.
And in the meantime, are there other solutions that are being considered?
We're hearing more and more about a particular Afghan solution to this, and that would be a Loya Jirga. And this is a gathering of elders and tribal leaders. It's a particular way of handling issues and that type of thing that they have here in Afghanistan. This is where all the key players would come together under a tent and sort it out over a number of hours or a number of days. The problem here is that many people feel that Karzai will stack the deck. He'll bring in all his own people, people that he has appointed, you know, local leaders and district councillors, who will support him and, in essence, swing the decision towards him. At the same time, though, it's widely assumed Karzai would win a runoff election anyway, so this might just be a faster opportunity to sort out this problem of who has won the elections, who's going to govern this country.
That's NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Kabul. Jackie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.